With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russian missiles struck the heart of the Ukrainian city of Sumy as people gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday, killing at least 34 people in the second large-scale attack to claim civilian lives in just over a week. The geography of this attack is significant.
Sumy is a place that Russian forces initially tried to surround early on in the full-scale invasion. They were unable to do so. But this is a northeastern part of Ukraine, which Russia is trying to turn into another part of the front line as it tries to sort of bring its tide of occupation forward. Now, it's not a given that if Russia does try and mount a spring offensive, that it could in any way be successful. It is mobilizing a lot of men, but Ukraine has also addressed some of its own manpower issues.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Sumy. Sumy, less than 20 miles away from Ukraine's border with Russia. Talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's nuclear program appear ready to leave the Middle East. Next talks will be in Rome Saturday. Also at SRNnews.com, a man is facing charges after authorities say he broke into a Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's mansion in the middle of the night. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Pennsylvania State Police say Cody Ballmer turned himself in after a fire was set at the governor's mansion early Sunday as Governor Shapiro and his family slept following an event celebrating the first night of Passover.
This type of violence is not okay. This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society.
Ballmer told police that he planned to beat the Democrat with a sledgehammer. No one was injured in the fire. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow gaining 169 points. The NASDAQ composite up 67. This is SRN News. Holy Week is here. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It started with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant arrival in Jerusalem. Some Christian denominations mark each day in some fashion, but most single out Maundy Thursday in honor of the Last Supper, and of course Good Friday, marking the day that Christ was crucified. It all culminates with Easter Sunday, when most of the 2.4 billion Christians on earth will celebrate the resurrection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of a 104-year-old Pasadena synagogue that was burned down in the Los Angeles fires in January, they are celebrating Passover the best they can. Many community members lost more than just their homes in the fires. They also lost special items such as kiddush cups and cedar plates that are commonly used during the traditional holiday dinner. Another synagogue in the area and a nonprofit have launched efforts to replace those items for the fire victims. This is SRN News. A judge has relaxed a ban preventing Elon Musk's efficiency office from accessing sensitive Treasury Department information. Greg Cluxton reports.
The judge who had issued the ban will allow one DOGE worker to access sensitive payment and data systems under certain conditions. The worker must complete training that Treasury employees typically go through before being given such access and submit a financial disclosure report. The ruling came in a lawsuit over privacy issues and concerns about protecting such sensitive information as Social Security and bank account numbers. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Blue Origin launching Jeff Bezos' fiancée Lauren Sanchez into space with an all-female celebrity crew that included Katy Perry and Gail King. The New Shepard rocket blasted off Monday from West Texas for a 10-minute space ride. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.